It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugie.
Good afternoon. We welcome you to Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230, KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. Well, you combine some kids and a child care facility and a one-year anniversary, and what do you get? Well, you get a carnival, and that's what is coming to Little Scholars Daycare here in Marshalltown this Saturday. Joining us to talk about that and other child care-related issues is Michael Hines, one of the co-owners of Little Scholars, and Brittany Wagner, who is the on-site manager, teacher, and employee deluxe. Is that right?
That's correct. She wears many hats for us.
So, Mike, how are things in the child care business these days?
Well, it's going pretty good, Ken. With the recent COVID stuff that has kind of popped back up, and it's still going good. We started our facility in the middle of the huge COVID thing last year. So, it was kind of a risk, but we felt like there was a huge need here in the community, and we were right. After we did some analysis about some things, the kids really started coming in, and the parents have to work, even though, and the nurses and doctors, bless their heart, are all essential workers, I think our staff were just as hard workers. I call them essential workers as well. So they've done a great job. It's tough to be a teacher for kids at that level and age and stuff. So you got to want to do it. So.
Well, I think the last time we talked to you was either right before or right after you opened the facility. You first opened a facility in Conrad.
Right.
And then you opened the facility in Marshalltown. Were you able, going again in the midst of the pandemic, and you look back over the last year, was there anything that really took you by surprise, or were you able to handle everything pretty well? Because even though you had another facility, opening up another one always leads to more surprises.
Right. And there's surprises every week sometimes, Ken. And Brittany can probably share more about that than me. But I think the supply chain issue you saw globally, probably hurt us a little, we couldn't get PPE stuff quite a bit. It'd be like 2 or 3 weeks. So you really had to plan ahead for your logistics to get the facilities up to where they needed to be. Gloves went sky high. Mm-hmm. The prices rose.
Yeah.
So just like anything else. And I've never seen a price come back down. So we'll see what happens.
when was the last time that happened?
Right.
Came back down. So, Brittany Wagner, on-site manager, what does that mean? What do you do?
So, one of the things that Lisa and Mike had brought me in to do was to help Little Scholars really turn a focus towards preschool. So, we've been remodeling classrooms, getting new furniture, all kinds of new exciting things for the kids. And so, like Mike said, I wear many hats. I do a lot of our social media work, a lot of our filing, so some of the administration stuff, schedules, all that stuff, so Lisa and Mike can kind of bounce back and forth. I can kind of hold down the fort here in Marshalltown.
So how exciting is it to be able to say, okay, we've made it a year and we're gonna celebrate with a carnival?
It's very exciting. I know our staff is really, really pumped for this experience, and the kids are getting very excited as well. One of the things we're also doing is we're tying in the carnival to our first week of preschool, which in Marshalltown is August 23rd, is when our preschool day starts there for the year. But we're, going to bring the carnival full circle, so have all the fun this Saturday, and then when preschool starts, talk about all the fun things that they saw and kind of connect the home experience with their fun back to school.
So give me the details on the carnival. It's coming up this Saturday. When is it? What do you got going on? What are you hoping to have fun with?
All right, so the carnival is this Saturday from 9 to noon at Little Scholars here in Marshalltown. One of the things we're going to have is a bounce obstacle course for the kids to do. We have someone coming in to help give free back-to-school haircuts to some of the kids.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
That's interesting.
Yes, and all of our games that we have not only tie learning into the games, but the rewards for those, the prizes, are going to be school supplies.
Nice.
And we're going to have some food, some popcorn, some lemonade. I know we have some staff members that are going really... This lemonade stand is going to be very exciting, and hot dogs, and there'll be crafts for the kids to do, and we're going to, you know, have everything child size. So the all the tables and everything, you know, will be there for the kids to make it easy for them, and we have a couple of our staff that are really excited to do some face painting.
So is this, I'm guessing this is open to the public. Everybody's invited.
It is open to the public. You know, it's the first back to school carnival, and, you know, we can see ourselves growing with this every year. One of the things that Lisa and Mike really want for Little Scholars, and it's, you know, something I'm very passionate about as well, is the whole family. So, you know, children are the main focus, but doing things that the whole family can do and supporting the whole family and having fun.
So what would you say if a parent came up to you and say, okay, why Little Scholars? What's your elevator speech to them when they come in and they look around and say, you know, why should I bring my kid here?
I think the biggest reason why for me, as having my own kids that are going to be starting going there, is the staff is just, all of them are very, very child focused. You know, the learning that we're doing is fun, balanced with, you know, academics, education, and also working on some of the things that don't get talked about in school, some of the social and emotional things, friendships, manners, those kind of things are really important. And preschool and under is a great spot to start those skills and build off of them. And I think one of the biggest things also is the, you know, kind of the mission statement behind Little Scholars, supporting the family. You know, the kids are what's important, not, you know, a lot of the other things that can sometimes happen to child care centers. Where at Little Scholars, it's very much child focused, family focused.
And from, you know, and we've heard stories, and we've talked multiple times about stories, not just here in Marshalltown, Marshall County, but around the state. They need more and more daycare. And, you know, and Mike, I'll throw this at you. You know, you've already got a waiting list. So, you know, obviously that's that, you know, there's a lot of truth in those statements when we hear them from legislators and state government.
Right, absolutely. You know, there's the community here. First of all, has been great to us. The chamber is very supportive of what we're doing here. So, yeah, we could build another center or find another building, and it would probably fill up in 6 months. That's the need, you know. And, you know, hopefully we can get that done one of these days. So, but it, you know, with the COVID and getting the staff and getting a quality manager, site manager like Brittany. So it's a project.
Yeah. You know? Is it as tough in your field, daycare, as it is in all of the other fields, trying to find people to work right now?
No.
It's been a little tricky. Luckily, you know, for us, we've had a few people that left childcare and have done other work, and they contact right back saying, I miss the kids, I miss, you know, being that part of a community, or, you know, just having that involvement in their lives. So another great thing about Little Scholars also is they are so passionate about making sure that every child gets a quality education. You know, it doesn't matter the background, those kind of things. When you come in, you are treated the same, and we want you to have a quality education and also to feel loved and very special.
So I know you were talking. I'm sorry, were you going to say something?
Oh, no, I think a lot of it, you know, boils down to where, you know, Lisa and I, obviously, we're military, you know, and, you know, with the military, you get a lot of diversity. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we've just seen a lot of different things, and, you know, we wanted to kind of pursue that as part of our mission statement.
Talk a little bit about, we were talking obviously before we went on the air and talked about one of the things that you're doing, which apparently is not being done anywhere, has to do with dual languages.
Yes. So one of our preschool classrooms for our three-year-olds is going to be dual language. So it's taught by teachers that, you know, English is their second language, but you know, they speak English very fluently. It's just kind of the exposure for both communities, for all the diversity in Marshalltown to come together. But yes, it's something that's not offered at any of the other three-year-old preschools, and it's something we're hoping to keep building on, you know, hopefully eventually in a four-year-old preschool program, you know, so that way the kids that go to Woodbury or to other schools, they have that good background, strong background. And that goes, you know, kind of ties again to the social emotional. Everybody's included in that class. Mm-hmm. Nobody needs to feel left out.
Now, I know I've had, I have heard just in casual conversation with folks that people go, I don't even know where Little Scholars is. So give us an idea of where you're located and what to look for as you're approaching the facility.
Sure. We're right off Lincoln Way. So it would be the west side of Lincoln if you're going west. We're right on 12th South Street. Now, if you look at that, it's kind of back in a residential area. In fact, it is a residential area. It's not a commercial area. So, but as you go past the church, we're right there on the right-hand side, but the building sets back in the western part of the block there. We're at 713, so I just put a new mailbox out in front, so we're the first ones.
So tell us again, I want to make sure we get this in again, in case mm-hmm. somebody joins us mid-program. You've got the carnival coming up to celebrate start of a school year, one-year anniversary. Give us the details again on the carnival.
All right, so the carnival is this Saturday, and it is from 9 to noon. We'll have all kinds of fun things, bounce house, free haircuts for kids to head back to school with, games that'll have school supplies as the prizes. We've got some food, some crafts, some face painting, and a lot of our staff will be there. So, you know, for the kids that are coming to preschool, getting ready to start with us, especially, they'll get to see some faces before school starts.
Mm-hmm. Do either of you see a time in the near future where we're not going to need as much daycare, or is that just going to continue to grow and grow as far as the need is concerned in the community?
Me personally, I think the need will always be there. You know, I think, you know, we always had the remote workers. You know, I'm a remote worker, but I don't have any child care that I need. So, but yeah, I don't think you'll see a big change or nothing. I think it's still going to be there.
Still going to be there. You know, we keep doing all of that. And again, we want to mention preschool is beginning.
Yep.
Shortly.
Right.
Where's the summer gone? Preschool beginning shortly.
Our grandkids in Fort Riley actually started school today. So it's a DOD school, but I don't think that makes any difference. But yep, they started school.
Yeah, August 23rd is the Marshalltown Little Scholars campus's first day of preschool, and September 7th is Conrad's first day of preschool.
Yep. So is Conrad facing some of the same issues as your one here in Marshalltown? It's just growing and growing and bulging at the walls?
Yep, they're, you know, they have a smaller capacity rating. Sure. They're about 55. The center here in Marshalltown is licensed for 76, but we are probably going to boost that up to 88. Ish. We just maximized some square footage. Thanks for the help from Brittany too. So that's looking good. So that's pretty good growth right there.
All right. Well, continued success. I hope you have a great carnival this weekend, and we'll look forward to visiting with you again soon.
Thank you.
Brittany Wagner, the on-site manager, and Michael Hines, co-owner of Little Scholars Daycare here in Marshalltown, our guests today on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.